Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we are going to visit with Wayne Hennon and Kelsey Brisley. They are physical therapists at CCM Health in Montevideo, and good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Wayne, we've done radio with you before, haven't we?
Couple times, yep.
Yeah. How about you, Kelsey? Is this your first time?
First time,
yep. All right. First time for radio. Hey, yeah, well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And so before we get started, could you both introduce yourselves and share what your roles are at CCM Health?
Yeah, my name is Kelsey Brisley. I am a physical therapy assistant. So I see all different areas of physical therapy and under the direction of Wayne.
Kelsey, tell us a little bit about your education. Why did you get involved with physical therapy?
Yeah, so I graduated from Montevideo, actually, in 2005. I went to Lake Area Tech out in Watertown, graduated in 2009, and have been doing physical therapy ever since.
Okay, good. Wayne, how about you?
I'm the old man in the group here, Paul. I graduated from St. Scholastica in 94. I've been doing therapy for 30 years. I'm a physical therapist, obviously. My wife's a therapist as well. And, yeah, I've been doing this for a while, do a little bit of everything.
That's right. And Wayne and I know each other well from back in the days when your children were playing for the Minnesota Vikings, right?
Seems like yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, some great memories too, Wayne.
It was fun.
Yeah, fun. All right.
You were always good to us, Paul. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you, Wayne. I enjoy covering Minnesota sports, that's for sure. So talk a little bit. What's the subject today?
We are going to be talking about the Better Bones program in regards to osteoporosis.
Oh, okay. So what exactly is the Better Bones program, Kelsey? Or Wayne?
The Better Bones. Okay. Sure. The Better Bones program is a supervised weightlifting program that is led by Wayne and I in the physical therapy department that incorporates some high-intensity resistance exercises and impact training that's helping improve bone density.
Oh, so lifting weights helps you strengthen your bones besides your muscle?
Absolutely, Paul. Yeah, the nuance, the difference in this program is that you know, a lot of people work out and know that weight bearing is important for bone density. Walking is obviously important, but there was a study done that we found out about that got us started on this, and it just really emphasizes the fact that we got to get into a little heavier weightlifting routine than people would normally get into, and so we work on getting them into that routine safely based on research that has shown that's been the most effective way to grow bone density.
Okay, so where did the idea for the program first come from then?
So Jessica Stettner, a certified nurse practitioner with CCM Health, approached our boss here, really interested in getting into the osteoporosis population off of research and things that she has been doing. She wanted us to develop a program that would help them to lower their risk for falls, reduce their risk for fractures, and their chance of having other negative complications.
Yeah, so she really approached us, Paul. We didn't approach her. It was her idea. And so we incorporate, we do physical therapy for people that have weakness, for balance issues. And a lot of these people have those same issues. And we're just incorporating a lot of these extra exercises that involve specific training to improve their bone density that we've been trained in and working on. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Wayne or Kelsey, what kind of research is out there that supports Better Bones and its approach then?
Yeah, so what Wayne had said earlier, it's called the LIFMOR trial. It's out of Australia, actually, which LIFMOR stands for the Lifting Interventions for Training Muscle and Osteoporosis Rehabilitation. And it's showing that supervised high-intensity resistance and impact training is actually helping increase that bone density at the hip and in the spine. With that trial, they actually geared it for mainly women, but they also showed it for men as well as being benefit.
Okay. If someone is looking to improve their bone density, what kind of time commitment should they expect then?
So the program was initially done as a twice-a-week program. We're using CCM Wellness for our locations. We take our patients over there. We meet them over there, and it's twice a week, Paul. As far as, you know, health, that's a long-term commitment. So, like, you know, it's been shown that it takes at least 8, if not 12 months to show changes in bone density. These women, generally are women, are losing bone density. That's part of their problem. But this has been shown to stop that and then change it and for the positive. You know, their T-score, a measure of how they have, how much bone density, those T-scores can show improvements, but it takes time. So it's really a lifelong commitment, at least a year commitment to, you know, to see those changes. We're not going to work with them that whole time, but we're going to get them started and show them how to lift safely, and then we want to transition those people over to the CCM Wellness staff or another appropriate staff in their own community to take it over from there.
Okay, great. I think a lot of people might be wondering, is this program safe for older adults like me?
Absolutely. There are several that are hesitating because of that, but everything we do is supervised and completed by us trained professionals.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, Paul, is they have to lift a safe technique, and that's what we specialize in, is showing them how to do that. And, you know, we're biomechanics experts with our background, so we have that training, and we use that for these people. And then even when they're done with us, they're going to need some supervision at some level, maybe in a group class or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Can you walk us through some types of exercises the program might involve?
So just in general, I can give you some basic ideas. It's going to be weight-bearing, you know, exercises. Weight-bearing has obviously been shown to be the exercise that's important. It's going to be 60 to 80% of their maximum, if not more, eventually. We start them out slowly. Exercises might include things like, you know, like the high school kids would know about, like squats and deadlifts. Some of these are modified for the population we're working with, things like that.
Yeah, we're also just incorporating, like, exercises for posture, balance, okay. Overall strength as well, as far as, like, conditioning as well, and endurance.
Yeah. And if they have any specific conditions, a lot of people come in with a shoulder problem, you know, or an ankle or a knee problem they've had. These people are in their 60s, usually 70s, and so they're going to have some, you know, usually some musculoskeletal, you know, issues, and we work around those problems.
Okay. Well, and finally, yeah. If someone listening today wants to get involved, how can they join the Better Bones program at CCM Health?
Mm-hmm. By reaching out to their provider. Jessica Stentner has led this program, but each provider is aware of it, so they can order physical therapy, and we can get them started on this exciting new area.
Okay. Yeah, it's been fun, Paul. The participation and the people that have been involved, these women have been motivated. They've been fun to work with. We work on more than just their osteoporosis issues. We work on their other issues while we're working with them, and it's just been well-received so far. We've got a good group.
That sounds like a great program, Wayne and Kelsey.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we appreciate that, and we appreciate CCM Health's commitment to wellness. This is just one of the things they've committed to. This one's through their providers, you know, Jessica and us. But, yeah, it's been a good relationship here with CCM Health.
Yeah, that was my next question for both of you. What do you like about working there?
I mean, I live 3 blocks from here, but
okay.
Really the communication, and I grew up in this community, so getting to see everyone and, you know.
Kelsey's always like, this is my school teacher, this is my, so she's connected. I'm from Minnesota, so it's a little bit harder to make connections, but I like CCM Health for a lot of reasons. They're very good to the community, well-run hospital, very professionally led here. Well-oiled machine here. It's been fun to work with them here at CCM Health, for sure.
Yeah, everybody tells me it's kind of like a big family atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Good.
If we don't know you, we'll get to know you.
There you go. Well, you guys do great work, and I appreciate your time this morning on Wellness Wednesday, and some good information there, that's for sure. So, once again, I want you to tell our listeners, if somebody has questions about this, how can they get a hold of you about this Better Bones program again?
Yeah, they're welcome to call us here at the hospital. Otherwise, the best way to get in just, you know, quicker would be talk to their provider, get a referral, and then go from there.
You never hesitate to call.
Yeah, they can always.
Questions.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Thanks, Wayne, and thanks, Kelsey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
See you, Paul.
That's Wayne Hennon and Kelsey Brisley with Pigstone Therapies there at CCM Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.